Shalom. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. I wanted to continue going into the last podcast, which was going into the extreme solar flare. So the extreme solar flare, the window, I believe, is from this last Wednesday till yesterday, which was Sunday. So they put it out there that it could possibly affect the communications and other aspects, you know, because as they describe, an extreme solar flare would be like a EMP, like a global EMP. So with that happening, you know, so far it's like no other time in history. It is a major event, although life as we know it, you know, everything is still working. Everybody's still getting around. Don't sleep, you know what I'm saying, on the situation that this is a major sign. You know, the Bible gives us specific signs of the end times. You know, the perplexity. Bible go into the perplexity of the... Let me see if I can find that. And Lord's will, it is continue recording. Because sometimes with the cell phone, it'll stop recording. In the New Testament, it talks about, you know, biblical signs that have to do with nature. So, yeah, so this is in the book of Luke, chapter 21. Verse 25, and I'm going to read out the KJV. And there shall be signs in the sun. So there was a sign in the sun with that solar flare. And people that are, you know, astronomers, you know, Esau with his satellites, they were pretty much monitoring what was going on, and they determined that it was extreme solar flare. It says, and in the moon, which is going, you know, into the different signs like the blood moons, you know, solar, you know, events. What is it? You have the eclipse, you know, all these different things that are signs. It says in the stars. So, you know, looking up in the stars, you see all these events like shooting stars. You see all these anomalies. You see chariots. These are signs. It says, in the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. So the earth is in distress. All the different nations. It says, the sea and the waves roaring. So you're talking about natural events. You have tsunamis, you know, that kill tens of thousands of people. This is a very, very serious situation, you know, when it comes to, you know, earthquakes, you know, those decimate countries. Bear with me a minute, okay? I want to air my tire up.
for me. I'm en route to another destination, so I had to get some air. Okay, all right, I'm back. I got air in my tire. Okay, I do apologize to Lakia, but when I checked, you know, my vehicle to get some in my car, I had to. I noticed
the air pressure after when I turned my vehicle on. So, okay, here we go. So, like I said, those are signs. So, it's something that none of us is supposed to get comfortable with. Or, you know, like, oh, it didn't know. I already put it out there. I said it could possibly be that because people's like, oh, you predicted something. No, I didn't predict anything. I was going off the information that even the scientists, even NOAA, which is, you know, a big organization where they monitor weather of the earth. So that was put out there and I relayed that information, but these, again, are signs from the Most High, as we just read in the scriptures. And that there are going to be more and more events like, you know, cataclysmic events. The Lord, he said he's going to punish the earth because it's a bunch of wicked ass people on the earth and they don't fear the Lord. They just do whatever they want to do. They don't take in consideration of what they're doing to other people and how it affects other people. You got all these people that are in power that are misusing people. Here it is that people are actually paying their salaries and working. And these people are using the very money, our very tax dollars, to oppress us. You know what I'm saying? To vilify us. How wicked is that? They're taking our money that we got to work for every day. We pay taxes. And then they turn around and use it to abuse us. The Bible tells us when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. So the wicked, they're ruling. So the people are mourning. That's why the earth is in perplexity. Because you have a bunch of wicked ass leaders around the world in a bunch of wicked ass governments that are Satanists, that are Luciferians, that are just into some very dark shit, that sacrifice human beings and create black markets and come off as if they're stopping crime when they're the very, very purveyors of crime. All these intelligence agencies that act like they are, you know, so moral and righteous. And they're behind a lot of, like, just evil things, man. COINTELPRO, that was evil. Using the organized crime to flood our neighborhoods with drugs. That's evil. Like on the movie The Godfather, where they said they're going to put their drugs in the black communities. Their animals let their lose their souls. And that's how these people think about black folks. those that are in power, they don't respect the so-called Negroes. And the Lord told us that we would be hated of all nations, and the stranger would get up very high and we would get down in a low condition, and they would mock us. Did that not happen with the minstrel shows, the blackface, you know, the songs, the products, all meant to demean us, man? Like, you couldn't make some soap without being on some, like, oh, these niggas is coon shit. But the Lord told us, he said, if you don't obey, if you don't keep my law, statutes, and commandments, then I'm going to put these curses on you. And he did exactly what he said he was going to do. Because the Lord, he's bound by his word. He cannot lie. So just like he said that we will be cursed, he also said we will be blessed. And them blessings are coming, man. Them blessings are coming. This is why the wicked are in fear. This is why they watch God's chosen people. This is why they use, you know, the surveillance state to monitor and to use anything they can to try to make us seem like we're a horrible or evil human beings. COINTELPRO using slander, lies, defamation. They use deep fake. You know, they use artificial intelligence. They do all kind of tricky evil shit because the Bible say that they're the devil. The word devil means deceiver. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. That's a literal prison. That's going into the FEMA camps, you know, all the other things that they have prepared, you know, when they create some, Esau creates some false flag event, because Esau had been doing those false flag events for thousands of years with Nero, where he burnt down parts of Rome and then blamed it on the Christians, the black people, who, you know, the Jews. So that's something that these people, you know, is a part of their, you know, the way that they do things, man. The sabotage is a part of, you know, their blessing, which is the sword. And that's a literal sword, which is a weapon, but it's also their tongues. It's likened to a sword. It's likened to, hold on. These people, man. Evil, man. Just totally evil. But anyways, the wicked, they use their tongues as weapons. Let's see. Hold on. This dude, hold on. Anyways, these people are just on some shit. These harassers that are on the street, God gonna judge them. One behind me with the one jacked up headlight, and the other one is going real fast, darted right in front of me. They're demons. And it's all meant to, like, it's another one. Look at them. Driving like bats out of hell. like I said, the blessings are on their way. And it's a whole bunch of wicked ass Negro women lately that's been doing this harassment shit. Driving these vehicles, man, like extra fast. Like whenever I go shopping, like I go the speed limit, but then people are dart in front of me real, real fast. Real, real, real fast. And it's meant to try to provoke me or try to cause an altercation, which is the, you know, again, the devil used provocation, and he's using our own people. This is the very people, when the shit hits the fan, these people are gonna starve to death. They're gonna be in such a bad situation. They're gonna be hungry. They're gonna be eating their children. They're gonna be out here fucked up, and that's gonna be their judgment. And the Lord is putting a spirit on us to like not care. When these people are judged, the Lord gonna put the spirit on his elect and remnant, whoever survives, you know, because you're gonna have brothers and sisters out there that will be martyred. But whoever survives, they're gonna be laughing at these people, man. They're gonna be mocking them when their calamity comes upon them. When they're sitting up there with no food, they ain't ate in weeks. They sitting up there drinking their own shit, or eating their own shit and drinking their own piss. It's gonna get that bad. And we gotta go into that, because the Bible go into that. He likened the dead bodies as dung. Shit. That's what that means. It's shit. So it's gonna be so many people dead that people ain't gonna, one, ain't gonna be no system in place to just, you know, bury people. So people are gonna be laying in the streets like shit, like dog shit. And it's going to be their judgment. It's going to be a righteous judgment, because the Lord said that there is no unrighteousness with him, and his judgments are fair and balanced. So they're going to have to pay for what they're doing in the flesh. They got to. They're just not going to be able to run around and help fuck up society and it don't come back to them, because that's what they're doing. The devil is paying them to just destroy society, man, because these people are all over the country. They're all over the world. Some of them are what you call what's that, Antifa. These the people like anarchists, where they just want to fuck shit up and leave things just like, you know, like everything is unkept, everything is like out of order, because they're satanic. Order out of chaos. There's disorder with these people. And the Heavenly Father is not the author of confusion. So the Most High, his spirit is not present with these people. So who's present? The devil, Satan. Spiritual demon Satan. Even if they call themselves Christians, they're in the churches. You know, some of them are Luciferians, Freemasons. You know, they got dual allegiance. They call themselves, you know, going to church every Sunday, and they wearing a damn Freemasonry ring and having secret oaths, you know, doing things, you know, in secret, covertly, you know, working against people. Yeah, man. These people, they just, I can see right now, these people are just on the highway. I'm telling you, and this is like nationwide. You brothers and sisters out there that aren't targeted, that aren't, you know, you're not on a government watch list, just notice on the roads you drive. Notice on the roads, you're going to see these vehicles, and they drive like way over the speed limit, and most of them have like temporary tags, or if they do have tags, they'll have those filters over them where you can't see the actual tag numbers and letters, because they don't want to be seen. So when they're doing wicked shit, if somebody report their tag number, you won't be able to see it because it's not visible. So these are the people that are on the road that are known as gang stalkers. They use what's known as vehicular harassment. So people that are targeted, that are unjustly placed on government watch lists, the government overall, because that's who's paying these people, and it's through like the state, they're paying these people to covertly harass, stalk, and just really make that person who is targeted their life a living hell. So if they go shopping, these people are on the road, they're going to do things like try to cut you off in traffic or cut you off in traffic. They're going to jump in front of you, your vehicle, without signaling. That's one of the things they like doing. They'll dart in your lane and they won't signal. Or they'll drive real slow, say you're on your way to work, or you got to go somewhere. So you're on the highway, you driving as you're supposed to, the speed limit, and they drive real slow. So now it blocks you off. Now you can't get where you need to go because they're prohibiting you from getting to your destination in a timely manner. So that's a tactic. And while you shop, if you go shopping, these people will be in the grocery stores and they use gaslight and they'll try to say things about you, or they will say things about you covertly, indirectly, what they use or what they call indirect speech, which means they talking shit about you. But it ain't like calling you out by your name. But they're talking shit about you indirectly. That's a tactic that the harassers do. So these people, again, are very evil people. They're wicked. I don't care if they're, because, yeah, you could be short on money, but that don't mean you got to be a piece of shit. That don't mean that you got to be a low-life scumbag because you need money. Because there's a lot of people who don't have money, but they have morals. And that's beyond, your economic status. If you don't have morals, someone without morals wouldn't have a problem with stalking and harassing people. And they wouldn't care. Like a lot of these people who come over here from like Central and South America, they're getting like vehicles, they're getting, like houses, they're getting, like money, they're getting all kind of stuff if they stalk and harass someone. So they don't have morals, they don't have morality. So that's beyond, an economic status. All right, I'm at my destination. I guess I'll use another parking spot. Yeah, I'll do that. Because I think this one is metered. So I'll do the free parking. But yeah, it ain't like these people don't have their own countries. And I'm talking about, a lot of the brothers and sisters from Central and South America. Yes, I know you fleeing persecution, but that don't mean that you got to come over here and abuse and, basically terrorize people that's already here, that have been here for hundreds of years. And you're being used by this devil. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have people here that don't have jobs, that, you know, don't have a place to stay. They're hungry. And then you can come over here, you know, stand in front of the line and do a bunch of wicked shit. How you think people are supposed to feel about you? And then you got people that are actually fleeing persecution and they come over here. But then again, like I said, that anywhere on the earth won't be safe. Everybody going to be pilgrims. So people are going to even be fleeing here. Even people from here will be fleeing, you know, whether it be other parts of the country or however the situation go. But the Bible say we'll be as pilgrims on the earth. But again, that don't mean that you have to, just because your country is jacked up because of this devil, don't mean that you have to come here and destroy this one as well. And that's what this devil is doing. He's using a lot of the so-called immigrants or actually illegal aliens, because they're not coming over here, you know, the right way, you know, because I can't go to Central America and just walk in, you know, like, hey, you know, like I go over there with my backpack, you know, and I say I'm homeless. I don't have a, you know, I can't just walk into your country. So then again, there's a sense of entitlement, because America give people that sense of entitlement. And especially when it comes to reparations, we built this country. The so-called Negroes, we built America. And so we have every right to, you know, to speak about reparations, although we know this devil ain't going to give us reparations. But we have every right, because it's owed to us. But what we're going to get is beyond reparations when the Lord give us the true restoration. Reparations means to restore. So he's going to restore us beyond what we can even imagine. He said he would raise the tents of Judah first. And this is why this devil come against us so hard. Because they know that once Judah rise, then all the other tribes will, you know, follow. And the Lord said it that way, that he would raise up the tents of Judah first, so the other tribes won't magnify themselves against them. Because all the other tribes, they be on some tribal stuff, you know. They come over here and they look at us like we're nothing. And the government tell them, don't mess with those folks. They're bad people. And for the most part, a lot of our people from the other tribes, they listen to this devil, and they call us lazy, or even brothers and sisters from the African countries, they'll call us Akatas, which means cotton picker. Yeah, we as a people, we had to pick cotton because we were slaves. We built up America. But then they'll take that and use it as a racial slur. When we built America, a lot of you wouldn't even be over here if it wasn't for black folks getting their heads bashed in and taking bullets and marching and shit. So you come over here and you talk shit when the people have died over here, and Martin Luther King and all those other civil rights leaders was thinking about y'all. And y'all come over here, y'all don't even think about us. Y'all separate yourselves. Y'all call yourself, you know, model minorities. And look at us like we're nothing. The Lord gonna raise God's chosen people up in these last days. He gonna magnify Judah. We caught a bunch of hell, man. And a lot of you people out there, you don't treat us right. Even our own people don't treat us right. But they're a part of the two-thirds, and the Lord going to kill them. All you wicked-ass black women out there, the Lord going to kill you. He going to destroy you. He going to have soldiers rip that goddamn bonnet off your head and beat the shit out of you. That's what the Lord going to have these people do. You know what I'm saying? Because he's putting a spirit of true hatred on these people. And you have a hatred towards us, too. That's why a lot of these Negro women that are stalkers, they have a hatred for black men. I've I've gotten some of the most disrespectful treatment from black women, stalkers, harassers with their vehicles over the last, you know, couple weeks. It's crazy, man. But they have that hatred in their heart, and then they're listening to this devil with all the lies and the defamation. Let them do that, because the Lord said that we're blessed. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, revile you and hate you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. The Lord told us, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, you know, exceedingly glad. Sometimes it's hard to do that when you're in a situation where all these people are coming against you, and you don't know them, but they know you. Like, you want to just go to a store and not be bothered, but then these people are paid to come against you. It's what they call managed aggression. So these people are paid to hate, but they don't realize that they're offending the little ones. A lot of you brothers and sisters out there that's being targeted, these people are mistreating you and treating you with such disrespect. They're actually offending you, which you're a little one. And what did the Lord say? He said, those that offend a little one, it'll be better for you to tie a millstone on your neck and you be drowned in the depths of the sea. So the Lord is saying that anybody that mess with you, it'll be better if they took a heavy ass rock and tied a rope around their neck and they were thrown in the sea. That's how the Lord regards you, brothers and sisters. How much he care and love you. Like, he's saying, you're mine, and these people are putting their hands on you. How dare they? So the judgment is coming. Rest with us, brothers and sisters out there. Rest with us. We're going through the fire. But remember that the Lord is in control. And the King, Messiah, Yahweh Shai, he knows everything. He knows what we're going through. So just, again, rest with us. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. Exhibit mercy. Use this opportunity, this hell that we're going through, to perfect ourselves, to become better human beings, to become, you know, mainly better servants of the Lord, but just a better human being. Let these people become wicked, and they are just really just sealing their fate, you know. They're bringing all this negativity upon the earth, and they don't have a blood covering. So they're going to have to be their own sacrifice. They're going to die in some of the most horrible ways. And the Lord going to put the spirit on them to have that guilt and to know that they were doing horrible things to people that they shouldn't have had no ought with. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of his only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai, Shalom, Kwam Yasha Allah.